Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Charlie Bermant with news and commentary for Thursday, October 24th. The race for the Jefferson Healthcare District 5 commissioner's seat has gone from the proverbial 0 to 60 in 4 days, with Sherry Van Hoover issuing a write-in challenge to the previously unopposed Jill Buehler Renstra. Incumbents Renstra and Matt Reddy are both up for re-election this year, and neither drew opposition at the May filing deadline. Van Hoover, who ran unsuccessfully for another position on the board 2 years ago, was encouraged by her supporters and acquaintances to run as a write-in and registered to do so earlier this week. She chose to run against Renstra because she did not want to challenge Reddy, whom she says asked the necessary tough questions. Reddy is seeking a second 6-year term, while Renstra is going for a 5th term. Renstra learned of Van Hoover's action when she was contacted by the Port Townsend Leader on Tuesday. The Leader then revised its already-in-progress voter's guide to include Van Hoover, although it did not publish a story about her filing. The Peninsula Daily News has so far ignored the story. KPTC initially scheduled a candidate interview following today's broadcast, but both candidates were not available. We have rescheduled it for 8 p.m. on Monday, October 28th. It will broadcast live and then archive on our election website. This just in from our insignificant news department. KPTZ tracked down how Pete Townsend, the guitarist for The Who, was photographed wearing a Port Townsend tourist T-shirt on several occasions. Bellevue resident Carrie Pratt, who runs a Pete Townsend fan page, visited Port Townsend and bought a shirt which she sent to the guitarist 3 years ago. Pratt said that she told Pete Townsend all about Port Townsend. She said the guitarist is passionate about sailing and races his own yacht in the south of France. Pratt says that Pete Townsend has never visited Port Townsend, but thinks he would like it here because of our maritime flavor. One side note, Pete Townsend spells his name with an H, a letter not present in the town's name. However, when the town was originally named by Captain George Vancouver in 1792, the spelling did contain an H, but the extra letter was dropped in subsequent years. The annual Port Townsend Community Memorial Service takes place tonight at the Quimper Unitarian United Fellowship on San Juan Avenue. The event is intended to honor and remember loved ones who died during the past year and includes music, candlelighting, and poetry. Attendees are encouraged to bring a memento or a picture to add to the hospice quilt. Anyone is welcome to the non-denominational service, which begins at 5:30 p.m. A prescription drug take-back will be available from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday in the Safeway parking lot. People can then dispose of any expired or unused drugs, controlled, uncontrolled, or over-the-counter, with no questions asked. Injectables, liquids, IV syringes, and medical waste are not accepted. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Bermant. Thank you for listening.